producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're taking your phone calls ahead of Leo Zagami joining us. I wanted to get him on from Rome because the Pope said the biggest threat to the Vatican is, quote, conspiracy theorists. That means people that actually dig into things and investigate how stuff works. Let's go to Jorge in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Thanks for calling on this Sunday. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I know you don't like to be thanked, but it's not all about you. I'm a thank you, man. Hey, listen, man, I got several points. The first one on Anchor Babies. Look, man, I get your point. I listen to you on a daily, man. It's a hobby of mine. So, look, we're not responsible for where we were born, man. We are a portion, a sizable portion of your listeners, man. You got to understand that.
No, I hear you. I mean, if you're saying you're Hispanic, I don't see it as I'm saying the globalists are imploding the third world and are going to use giant masses of people. I'm not against the 10,000 Chinese women that fly in every month to have their babies for free. The incentive needs to be gotten rid of because the country is going to collapse, which is what the big banks want to do. And the Democrats are making it like a personal thing that if someone doesn't want to pay for people to come into the country, that we hate someone. Meanwhile, the Democrats, as you know, if you're a regular listener, they're the ones pushing Gardasil on everybody's daughters. You see what I'm saying?
If people want to sit down and change the law, change the rule, I get that. Okay. But there's people out there actually wanting to strip the citizenship of people born here. You gotta know that I'm not pointing my finger at you, obviously, but look, I'm gonna use your comments on your website, for example. Your own listeners want to turn us against them.
There's a bunch of bots and a bunch of racists on both sides or all sides doing stuff. I totally agree with you. I mean, the internet's just full of lowest common denominators. People can do it anonymously and very cowardly. And so I get what you're saying. Here's the issue. I can humanize the refugees pouring in from the Middle East, Latin America, Asia, and I can individually care about them. And I do. I don't want you eating GMO. I don't want you getting shot up with deadly vaccines. I don't want your babies being aborted. I don't want them building Planned Parenthoods in the Hispanic areas or anybody other's areas. I see all children as the same. But as an intellectual geopolitical fact, the globalists want open borders to smash national sovereignty, because once national sovereignty is gone, no one can oppose the planetary directive. And the planetary directive will be the mass forced culling of third world populations. Do you get what I'm saying, brother?
I get exactly what you're saying. I'm trying to further this conversation, man. Look, one more thing. Look, man, we helped you raise $1 million, man. The least you can do is give the fourth hour to the people, man. You have like a sign-up sheet, and we can submit our videos, and you can give us a platform through that if you say
that's
that.
Actually a great idea. If I had the crew to manage that and who I would put on. Now, we probably should do an electronic soapbox where it's like I have a cattle prod hooked to me, and if I don't go to a caller each 2 minutes to let them talk, then, you know, a cattle prod hits me to just take like 100 calls, you know, a show or something. That is a fun thing to do, and I hear you. That's what we're trying to do. And if people send us good YouTube videos or good articles, we'll post them at InfoWars.com. God bless you. I really appreciate your call. Look, Jorge, the media makes it that it's anti-Hispanic if people don't want open borders. It's not anti-Hispanic in Mexico that they have draconian laws against Guatemalans, Nicaraguans, San Salvador, all that. I mean, I don't actually agree with Mexico. 1 year forced labor if they catch an illegal. I just say deport them. But in Mexico, even the New York Times admits they have some of the most draconian immigration laws in the world. Well, Mexico has to. I mean, it's got countries even worse off south of it. So, I mean, Mexico's got borders. Why can't we? The media has turned it around in mind control and identity politics to hurt
you. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I go to John in Canada, John in Florida, O'Brien, Mark, and many others here in just a moment. Leo Zagami joining us from Rome, the early morning hours over there. I guess it's probably like 3 in the morning. Will be joining us starting in the next segment as well. Here's NBC News. Bernie Sanders talks gun control, calls for assault weapons ban. That ban all semi-auto firearms. And Obama promises executive orders to, quote, circumvent Congress to restrict guns. That's called dictatorship, when the president circumvents Congress and law because Congress won't do what he wants. Meanwhile, they're freaking out over Donald Trump, saying he has a concealed carry. They went and looked it up. He said, yeah, I carry a gun sometimes. I'm a target. And they went, oh, my gosh, how terrible that you have a gun. All this faux outrage. Meanwhile, the Environmental Protection Agency spends millions more on military-style weapons. Watchdog group warns. So these federal agencies have bought 3 billion bullets. Every agency out there you can name is arming to the teeth and getting armored vehicles. But that's okay for them, though. Just not us. Tennessee gun shops offering discount to Christians. If Christians are going to be targeted, we need to protect ourselves. Absolutely. That's from WNCN Television. So folks really get what's happening, and it's not working for the establishment right now. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Canada. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Alex, you got me loud and clear?
I sure do. Go ahead. Welcome.
Well, I want to say one thing about gun control in Canada. All you got to do is look at gun control in Canada. You can actually see where people's intentions aren't lie. For example, there's a case by the name of Bruce Montague. He's a gunsmith who launched a constitutional challenge against C-68. That's a gun control bill. And he went to court, got found guilty, did 6 months in jail, and our vindictive liberal government at the time basically decided, well, you know what? Since you're guilty, we're going to take your house under the proceeds of law bill.
That's right. They use an asset forfeiture seizure. There's, for those that don't know, what, about 15 years ago, 14 years ago, they registered your guns. And then within 3 years, they began banning whole classes. And then they would SWAT team the most innocent people who didn't even know that their gun had been retroactively made illegal. And then they would take their houses as well. And it seemed the more upstanding, no criminal record people, they would relish putting them under the jail. That's truly sick. Go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing I want to bring to light is Corporal Cirillo. He's the Canadian Force member who died at the National War Memorial. I've left the military. I've done my 21 years of service.
He was the guy killed by a jihadi.
Yeah. Well, that was a whack job nonetheless. But I said, you know, at least the guy should have some live ammunition with him because he could have reacted. The reports come out, he got shot in the back running away, finding cover. And people who I respect and serve with, no, you can't have that. That's like having armed troops in the street. This is no, not quite. What's your view on that?
Well, by the way, you've had armed troops during the Olympics from the U.S. there. So they militarize your police, but then say at federal buildings, you can't have armed troops. Well, you should have armed troops at something like your Capitol or something like, you know, our White House. There's armed Marines there. And so that's just ridiculous that you don't have armed troops around the president or around your prime minister. Just like Donald Trump's a billionaire. Donald Trump has enemies. He should be able to have a gun. He went and got a permit for it. He shouldn't have to get a permit. But there, again, all this outrage that, can you believe he has a gun? Oh, my gosh. But then government can have guns. And then it gets extended to, like, oh, but the troops, you know, the recruiting centers, they can't have guns. And the military bases, they took the guns off the military bases in the 90s under Clinton. There have been some restrictions before. And it makes them sitting ducks. So I absolutely agree with you. It's time to rearm the military bases. It's time to arm the recruiting centers. And at your capital, there in Ottawa, of course you should have the guys guarding the front doors should have live ammo. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. Go ahead.
The other thing is, I was in Kanata when you were there, and I had the opportunity to shake their hand. I'm kind of kicking myself in the butt for not doing it at the time.
Well, God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling, John. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in San Jose, California. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I gave your screener Doug Millard's telephone number, and he'll make a real good interview. This guy is a certified hero, and I would really
I've heard
love
that
him.
Name. You say Doug Millard?
Yes, he was arrested in Bohemian Grove, and he went around the devil-worshipping, murderous pedophile Michael Aquino's house there in San Francisco, passed out a couple hundred flyers telling his neighbors who Michael Aquino really is. And he's worked with Senator John DeCamp for about 25 years there. You've interviewed John. John sadly has Alzheimer's and isn't quite as fast. He's pretty fast, but not quite as fast on his feet. So Doug Millard would make a great...
Okay, but listen, we're not having a... I'm not mad at you, but we're kind of having an inside baseball private discussion here. So it's okay, but kind of present it like you're talking to the public. You're talking about one of these secret occult centers where they do rituals and things, and Aquino is the head of the Church of Set and also high-level Pentagon official. I don't think he's ever been convicted of the things you just said he did, so I think we need to be clear that that hasn't been documented. I'm not trying to get in a fight with you here. Just want to be specific because we can get sued. What specifically are you calling in about, Mark?
Well, about the interview with Doug Millar, because believe me, I know Doug. He's been over my house.
I'm sure he's a great guy. So specifically, you want me to look and interview him?
Absolutely. That's what I want. I definitely want that, Alex, and I will, I swear to you, the most...
Okay, because it says you called in about Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I'd also like to talk about that.
Yeah, you're on air, go ahead.
You're the only guy I know that has the courage to interview Officer Don Browning and Officer Craig Roberts. Sadly, you couldn't interview Terrence Yakey there. All these policemen were working in Oklahoma City April 19th, 1995.
Yep, when, and they saw the feds blow the building up, and the feds came and threatened to kill them if they didn't shut up. And they've named the feds by name on this show. And they went and tortured and killed the cop of the year, Terrence Yakey, who witnessed it all. And I've had the multiple witnesses that were inside the building who named the feds that were there planting the bombs. They'd ask them, what are you doing? Oh, we're doing telephone repair work with big gray sticks of butter, C4, planting it. Yep, we know all who did it. We have FBI agents that saw the surveillance tapes, and they know it's true. And they've told the L.A. Times who they saw there. This stuff's all come out. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, that the Clintons bombed that building.
And I'm calling on Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levine, Brian Sussman, Barbara Simpson, and Katie at the morning show there on KSFO 560. She'd make a really good interview of those cops. And just follow the leader, okay? Just be humble. Alex Jones is the leader. He is the best. He's nobody important, but he's better than you are. And so follow his lead. Thank you very much.
Well, God bless you. And I wasn't trying to be rude with you, brother. It's just sometimes these callers call and they're talking to me off air. And then I know the average listener is like, what's this guy even talking about? Because I've got a strain to figure out what they're talking about. So I know the general public isn't catching, you know, on to what's being discussed. I want you to be effective. I want people to hear what you have to say. Yes, I don't like having to interview police officers who name FBI agents who threaten to kill them and their wives if they didn't shut up about what they saw in Oklahoma City. I don't like exposing the Southern Poverty Law Center, basically ran Elohim City and a lot of the operation. I don't like going up against the White House. I don't like being on their enemies list. I don't like being, but I've got a responsibility. I'm going to do it. I don't want to be the leader of the libertarian conservative movement because I'm so hardcore. I have to. I just cannot get up here and not tell you the truth about government drug dealing, government white slavery, government snuff films, trafficking in children. I mean, you name it, the people that run our government are pure evil, just like the baby part sales, just like all the rest of the stuff that's coming out now. We really are in trouble, and we've got to admit it to ourselves. I mean, I should probably have Don Browning and all those folks back on, those police officers and what they saw. I mean, we're talking about Hillary Clinton being president here, and let me tell you, they were on the watch when the feds did that. When the feds did OKC, open and shut.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic, the stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. another shooting, and they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays, exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last Tuesday, we learned that a week before that, in the Italian papers and also in AFP, Reuters, you name it, that the Pope had a secret meeting with the bishops and the cardinals about the main threat, quote, to the church. And, of course, what he meant was the threat by people in the church and without the church who don't want to see it turned into a New World Order operation. He means the threat to the counter-revolution to kick the globalists that have blackmailed the Vatican into accepting a Jesuit pope, into accepting a pope that promotes socialism and communism and open borders and carbon taxes and world government. And the Pope has come out and said that the main threat, and he warned against conspiracy theories of Vatican skullduggery, is the headline from AFP. We can put that up on screen for folks. And so as soon as I saw this, I thought, we've got to get Leo Zagami on, because to have this pope basically saying the opposite of what Pope John Paul II said or what the previous pope said, you can criticize the Vatican all day long. I'm not Catholic. I'm just a Christian. I have a lot of Catholic friends. And there was a lot of criticism of the church over the years, and I wouldn't join in on it because the Catholic Church was pro-life and anti-communist. But now you can really say that the Pope is promoting the globalist agenda, hands down. And the fact that they would have a secret meeting, it actually admits in the news that it was a private meeting, and that he warned them against conspiratorial thinking. So, see, they don't want anybody talking about what's even been in the New York Times and London Guardian, that the church was blackmailed 3 years ago when Ratzinger left and went to Castle Gandalf. And I'm not joking. That's not a Lord of the Rings joke. The castle's called Gandalf. And so you now got two popes, basically. First time ever. And you've got all this weirdness going on. You got the left suddenly that wanted to demonize the Catholic Church, suddenly worshiping it. What's changed? What's happened? But we know there's a big conservative pushback in the church. He's demoted a lot of people that aren't playing ball. So there is definitely a civil war going on over the future of the Catholic Church. Joining us is Leo Zagami from Rome in the middle of the night over there. What time is it, Leo, your time, Rome?
Well, it's nearly 12:30. Hello, everybody.
Well, thank you for joining us, my friend. You, again, for those that just joined us, predicted, you've written the best-selling book, The Last Pope. You've written other books, written, I guess, 9-10 books. You've been part of some of the Vatican secret societies. You began blowing the whistle a decade ago because you thought the societies were for good. You realized that it was, had been taken over and was for bad. So just recapping that, how big a deal is it that the Pope's having secret meetings with the leadership of the church, saying, don't think about conspiracies? And that's what Obama says, is what they all say. Conspiracy theorists are such jokes, but they're all meeting in secret saying, oh my gosh, we're being questioned. I mean, isn't that all a conspiracy theory is questioning these people and admitting they have motives and admitting there's different groups and organizations? Why is the Pope so scared of this, and what does this signify, Leo Zagami?
Well, the exact words have been reported by Father Lombardi, who is the official spokesman of the Vatican, who is another Jesuit. The hermeneutics of conspiracy, meaning the interpretation of conspiracy. Usually this is a phrase used to interpret some, abstruse text. But in this case, Pope Francis is really warning his bishops because he's afraid that people like me or other people like you who have given and finally the possibility to people to know the truth about what's going on behind closed doors in the Vatican are influencing in some way the synod, because writing what I wrote a week ago on InfoWars regarding the coming out of Father Caramsa and actually stating that the lobby gay was behind it, this stirred up a lot of trouble because a lot of media are reporting this now, this reality of the lobby gay. Such is it that Father Caramsa came out today on the Italian TV saying...
Talk about a cliffhanger. Our Skype from Rome just froze up. Hold on, Leo, while your Skype clears back up. For those that don't know, there is a pedophile lobby in the Vatican. There is a gay lobby in the Vatican, and Zagami says those are two separate groups, and it's been admitted those groups are there. Then you've got a conservative lobby, and then you've got the Jesuits that just basically try to run every group, every organization, and have full-spectrum dominance that way. And they admit, mainstream news, you can just type in Vatican blackmailed into new pope. And they were blackmailed. They were told, you step down or the media is going to bring all this out and the cover-up. Now the cover-up's okay. Now Pope Francis can have one of the chief, disgraced bishops, at the event in Philadelphia, and that's okay. Because the church has done what it's told and gone into the New World Order. Is that accurate to say?
It's something even much more that is happening these days in Rome. Once I'm going to tell you what's happening now in that synod of bishops, you will be outraged. First of all, I have discovered who was manipulating this whole coming out of Father Caramsa. And he is called Emilio Sturla Turno, with an organization that you can go and check on the internet. It's called the Rainbow Organization of Catholics. This Rainbow Organization of Catholics had organized, just before the synod opening, a conference called Ways of Love, Snapshots of Catholic Encounters with LGBT, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons and their families. Now, in this conference, there has been a bishop, a Mexican bishop called Jose Raul Vera Lopez, who said these words, "The gay will save the church." This was said by the Bishop of Saltillo in Mexico, said during the conference, the gay will save the church. I mean, this is outrageous. And not only this, in the synod, in front of the Pope, another bishop from another town in Italy instead, called Foggia, this guy said that the gays will bring only richness to the church. So basically, there is a whole organization that has been lobbying this synod, and they actually have their own websites, and they are all controlled by, of course, by Jesuits. And one of the most important Jesuits in the U.S. to take care of all this is called Robert Spitzer. Have you ever heard of this guy, Alex?
Yes, I've heard about him from you.
He's been on CNN many times, on the History Channel, many other media. He's the responsible for the university, Jesuit universities in the U.S., and he has been behind another conference that took place on Friday, October the 2nd, in which the more moderate side of the gay lobby, the so-called CASP side of the gay lobby, kind of opposed what the rainbow side is saying. The rainbow side is basically the stronger side in the gay lobby these days. They are saying they want complete openness. So the church has to become openly involved with the homosexual activities in the clergy, accepting them. And all this is sponsored by organizations that you can find on the internet created by the Catholic Church, like NAPA or Courage. And as I said, I invite your viewers to go and check these websites.
Leo Zagami, stay there. Long segment coming up. I want to give the number out for folks that have any questions or comments for you specifically. Specifically on what's happening in the Catholic Church, 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us. Leo Zagami is our guest. We'll be back. most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common. Polypharmacy. That is dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved
you. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Oh, I gotta crank that up a little bit.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you.
If they say I never loved you.
You know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Riding down your freeway.
Driving down your freeway.
there. Leo Zagami is our guest. We got lots of phone calls for him. Again, the toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. I'm going to be honest with everybody because that's all I can do. And as older I get, the more flat-out I get. I am a libertarian at heart. I also am, you know, somebody that grew up in modern times. I've studied history. I don't dislike, quote, gay people. And I'll even use their politically correct term if they want to take over the language and say that's what it is. Heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. But the left and its culture war and political correctness is using this to break up the family. And they have used pedophilia and then the gay lobby and blackmail to basically take over the Catholic Church. And they've had gay lobbies before, and Rome's decline before, and other civilizations. This is what happens before the collapse. And the New Yorker magazine has reported on it. London Guardian's reported on it. This is about taking over an organization that a billion people follow, that has trillions and trillions of dollars, 177 million acres. This is how the intrigue works. This is blackmail. And the gay lobby, you know, doesn't have children. It doesn't any of that stuff. It just gives political contributions. It's all about power. It's leftist, and it's taking everything over. So I don't have to sit here and say, look, I don't hate people that are this way, because most people involved in that obviously aren't part of this. But the leadership of it and who speaks for you is really bad news. And it's trying to conquer civilization. And it is political. It's very dark. It's very destructive. Now, Leo Zagami, I know we've gone off on the fact that this is the takeover of the church, but I wanted to get you on how big a deal it is that the Pope comes out and says, the big threat is people questioning us, investigating us, talking about blackmail, talking about secret groups. I mean, really, that begs the question, methinks you protest too much. This really shows that they want to call questioning authority a conspiracy theory. That doesn't work anymore. So how is it going for Pope Francis? Is it going well? Is it going bad? What's the next big shoe to drop?
I'm giving you a word scoop. You are about to hear a word scoop. The Pope will resign next year after his visit to Argentina.
Okay, that's big, because 2 years before the scandal started 5 years ago, you said a Jesuit pope would take over and mentioned two men, one of them this pope, and said they'd use the pedophile scandal to take over. That then came out in mainstream news. So you've been proven right many times. You're saying world scoop. Are you predicting this from the tea leaves, or do you have inside sources?
No. This is inside sources, two different inside sources, one from the Secretary of State of the Vatican, the other one from the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, saying that the Pope will use the visit to his home place, I mean, Argentina, to make it in a way preparing the way for his coming back to Argentina, because apparently he doesn't want to reside after in Castel Gandolf or in the Vatican. He wants to simply retire in Argentina. That's what is being said.
And as you said 5 years ago when you wrote a separate book, they want to set it where a pope doesn't come in and then die. It's a political post so they can jockey and put different people in all the time, have two popes, then move the pope to be a council of popes. I mean, explain why they want to do that.
Well, there is a big work going on here between the Jesuits and the Zionist lobby and the gay lobby. In fact, this Emilio Sturla Turno, who took care of the coming out of Father Karamsa, he actually, his homosexual lover, is an Israeli intelligence asset. So the lobby gay works together with the Israeli intelligence and the Jesuits in this coming out of the gay lobby in the church. And all this, of course, is being fought by some conservatives. Imagine this. The Cardinal of Riga in Lithuania went in front of the Lithuanian parliament and said, Janis Francis Pujat, this cardinal, said, basically, we were better off with Hitler and Stalin because the European Union is supporting sodomites, and they are a bunch of sodomites. This is what a Catholic cardinal just said yesterday, Janis Francis Pujat. So, I mean, there is also some conservative...
Well, this is bombshell, Leo Zagami, because, you know, you're famous in Italy, you're famous in Europe, for folks who don't know, best-selling author, you're on national television there, You're highly respected. You do have inside sources to the Vatican. You have predicted everything that's happened when no one else was doing it. I mean, you really have a lot of credibility here. And you've been part of some of these high-level secret societies. You're saying you have been told from high level in the Vatican that the Pope will resign next year. This is bombshell. You've really stuck your neck out here. Flesh that out more, exactly what you were told.
I was said that during his visit that he will do next year in South America, which will include, I think, Chile, Argentina, and Peru, he will basically, this will happen approximately in July of next year, but I mean, just when he goes to Argentina, which as we know, he comes from there, he will announce that he will resign. So, I mean, this has been confirmed by two different sources within the Vatican. I went especially to Rome to hear in closed doors what they had to say to me. I believe these sources are credible because one is a personal knight of the Pope. The other one works together with the I mean, I think that this information is pretty correct. It seems like when I asked them why is the Pope resigning, he said he has accomplished his mission for the New World Order. From 2016, the New World Order at that point is already in a process, you know, is already launched itself with 2030, with the whole thing we have seen just with the Pope going to the U.S. and everything else. So it seems like he has done his job and then he wants to retire. It's very hard for him. We saw how fatigued he was when he was in Philadelphia. I mean, he was really going along with this leg very much in pain. So he's really working for the New World Order until he is capable. And then he will.
Because it's about removing the power of the Pope and the Catholic Church. Yes. It's about whether it was good or bad. It's about seeding it out to the globalists, bringing it down, breaking it down, breaking its will, using different cults, different secret groups to take it over. Clearly, that's what's happened, and it's here. And so the headline on this video, this should be a big article tomorrow, and I guess you're going to probably write one, Leo. We'll post it at InfoWars.com. We'll publish it. The Pope will resign in 2016. That's the headline?
Well, if it goes to Argentina, because the problem is that they are trying to fix this trip in Argentina, is almost certain, it's even on the Wikipedia already about his pastoral trips for next year. If that is confirmed, we can say for sure that he will announce his resignation when he visits his hometown in Argentina.
Wow. So, insider, the Pope to resign next year on visit. That is amazing. And we will continue to break that down. I want to come back in the final segment, take a few calls for you. But the time we have left here before we go to break, when we come back, I want you to answer this question. Break down, just in 30 seconds, what the 2030 plan is. And now since the world government is openly announced where that's going, when we come back, Leo Zagami, best-selling author of the book, The Last Pope. You can see our interview with him in Rome on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because for whatever reason, 100% of the Catholic Church is now under the control of the multinational corporations and now does the bidding of the one world government.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Michael Lewis, Stephen, we're going to your calls here in just a moment.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, if the conspiracy theorists, such as people that do research and question the establishment, are such a big joke. Why is Hillary, Obama, the Pope constantly criticizing the people that, you know, it's a conspiracy theory that I want your guns, Obama said. That's why I'm going to try to ban a bunch of them. So they just play this game. But the truth is, people are listening all over the world. They know what's going on. And this Pope is saying stuff 150 degrees, not 180, but close to the opposite of what previous Popes said. And so something's going on here. First thing he said when he got in 2.5 years ago was, Catholics obsess too much on abortion. I went and looked it up, and he actually said it. So I want to take 3 or 4 phone calls here from Mike, Lewis, Stephen, and others. Leo Zagami finishing up, though. Clearly world government's being announced. Everything we've talked about for decades is now just pretty much admitted. So I don't see how they segue from denying all this to now just admitting it all, but still saying we're discredited when we're not. Now that they've got their world government basically openly launching, the TPP in place, all of it, what's the next shoe to drop?
What they are planning is being done, first of all, in secret meetings that take place in basically the birthplace, the place where we have the most holy saint for the Catholic Church, Saint Francis. It's in Assisi that the UN meetings, the real UN meetings, go on. And it's in Assisi that in 1961, for the first time, they presented the rainbow flag that later on in 1978 will become then the gay rainbow flag. But I mean, we don't have anything against the gay people, like you said. I mean, myself, I have a lot of gay friends. But what we are saying here is hypocrisy and lobbyism. And of course, their agenda is to destroy the family values, make everything that is normal not normal anymore. They are promoting things that are against nature.
Well, sure, that's the thing. I mean, they're saying you can't say mother and father and actually banning it. They want to ban us.
Yes, and I mean, even on Italian TV, which is used to be quite Catholic, the main channels are now transmitting lesbian TV series and imposing their trans. Everything is really completely outrageous. What's happening also with this synod of the families? I mean, a synod of the families that ends up being a synod on the gay rights of the priest in the Catholic Church.
That's right. The Catholic Church has its big family conferences, and it's all about gays.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just the takeover of society. It's crazy.
And at the same time, you have to understand that the Jesuits are planning behind closed doors things that are much more delicate. Like, for example, the insurgency and what's happening in Turkey at the moment. They are directly involved in what's happening in Turkey at the moment. What's happening with that terrorist attack? Well, I mean, forget the whole PKK thing. I mean, what they have done there, if you want, I can explain it to you. It's manipulated by the ISIS, basically. Is being attacked by the Kurds, and so to revenge that, the ISIS, we know who is behind ISIS, they have to attack this peaceful rally.
And now they blame it on the Kurds.
And they blame it, of course, after on the Kurds. But
sure, that's clearly what's happening in Turkey.
But what people don't know is the intelligence agency in Turkey is now controlled by Fethullah Gulen, who is an henchman, an agent of the Jesuits, who wrote a book where his preview was made by Thomas Michel, who is a Jesuit. So they are quite open, the Jesuits, by taking over also Islam with the whole Chrislam thing.
Oh, we got to go to calls. Absolutely. It's just crazy. Clearly, the EU, the Vatican, radical Islam, it's all combined now to bring in the world government. And it is so just over the top. Mike in South Carolina, you're on the air with Leo Zagami. Go ahead.
Hello, I can't hear anybody.
Okay, we're on the air, brother. Go ahead.
I apologize. Sorry. Okay, I just had two quick questions, if I may, to ask of Leo. I'm Catholic, but I'm more of the kind to listen to Bishop Richard Williamson or Father Paul Kramer than listen to Jorge Bergoglio. I just wanted to ask Leo, if he's ever heard of the claim by Father Malachi Martin about the enthronement of the fallen angel Lucifer ceremony that took place inside one of the chapels in 1963 in the Vatican. And if he has, is that valid?
Interesting question, Mike. Go ahead.
Yes, I would say that the work that Father Maliki did himself, he was a Jesuit, let's not forget that, and he was very close to the Israeli Mossad. But definitely he brought for the first time out certain truths about Satanism in the Vatican, and the ritually described, unfortunately, is true.
Well, and Mike, I wasn't trying to be rude. I'm just, this phone system, people don't hear when we go to them, and it annoys me. It's not you I'm annoyed with. Anything else you wanted to ask, Mike?
The only other thing I want to ask him, and he probably has, Leo, Antonio Socci's book, Nona Francisco, have you heard of that?
Sure.
Okay.
Focuses on the validity of the election of Francis, stating that at the fifth election, basically, there was one vote extra that shouldn't have been there. So basically, Pope Francis is not legally or even by the canon law of the Vatican, the Pope. He's just a figure because the elections are not valid. And this is true.
Plus, how do you have two popes? I appreciate your call, Mike. Lewis in Chicago, you're on the air with Leo Zagami and Alex Jones.
There's two prophecies regarding the papacy and the Pope that the Church has placed a lot of credibility in. That's the third secret of Fatima, which Pope John Paul II himself revealed and put credibility in 1999, and also the prophecies of St. Malachi, who was an Irish bishop in the 11th century, and this is the last Pope on his list of Popes. And I'm wondering if your guests can comment on these two prophecies, how they might relate to what's going on today.
That's right. I mean, I've studied this. Aren't there a lot of prophecies saying this was going to happen and now it's happening? I mean, is that the elite following those as a script or is it real?
Absolutely. What was said in Fatima is very important because then it also connected with the attempted murder of John Paul II by Ali Agca. And Ali Agca himself said that a massive attack, probably even a nuclear attack, will be done in 2017 when the Fatima appearance will celebrate 100 years. Right in May 2017, there should be this terrorist attack to the Vatican, which is quite credible. I mean, Ali Agca himself was armed but of course he was armed not knowing who were his real handlers, and in the end when he understood, he was really a bit shocked himself, because apparently his real handlers came from inside the Vatican.
Wow. Okay, Louis, great question. Stephen in Austin, Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Stephen.
Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and I wanted to give you a quick thank you, but a little different one than you're probably used to. Thanks for taking time away from your family to do this on Sundays. I love listening to your show during the week and the Sunday shows.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, brother. You're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and more importantly, thanks to your wife for being taking care of the home front so that you can be out here doing this, because we all become dependent upon the information you provide.
Thank you, brother.
So real quick on that. Hey, secondly, by the way, Leo by far has the coolest accent of anybody on your show, so just hands down. Hey, quick question from just a common sense Christian perspective for you, Leo. Yes. I'm not Catholic. I'm Protestant, Lutheran in particular, and I'd be very curious what Martin Luther would think today of the shenanigans going on in the world. But all things being equal, with Francis and previous popes, etc., none of them are perfect. We all know that. They're all human, as we all are. But it seems like the goods outweigh the bads. And it does seem like in the world we live in, where there's just such gluttony and selfishness and, you know, immediate need for return on investment and the sense of entitlement, it does seem like the Catholic Church does still stand as a bastion of following the teachings of Christ. And so I guess my question is, do you think he's a willful idiot or just a naive pawn? It does seem
sure,
like...
Sure, does he believe in the socialism he spouts?
Exactly. So I'd be very curious what Leo's thought is.
Great question. You know, thank you, Stephen. Thank you for the kind words. I'm humbled by the great audience. God bless you. Go ahead, Leo.
First of all, I will question the fact he's a Lutheran, because he talked more like a Catholic. I mean, it's okay that... Because, in fact, Lutero has even a square now named in his name, thanks to the Vatican in Rome. So there is no Protestantism anymore. Everything is controlled by the Jesuits. And I think that what they are doing is just a nice show. Don't fall for what they're saying. The teachings of Christ are not reflected in this church. And this is clear by their actions more than by their words.
Well, look... the stuff being taught by a lot of Protestant churches is even worse. I mean, I'm not picking on Catholics here. Clearly, though, this Pope's getting behind world government. This Pope's pushing austerity.
One thing is what you say, and one thing is what you do. I mean, this Pope is an actor, and I mean, what he says is, of course, very pleasing.
Sure. Leo, we're out of time. Thank you for staying up late in Rome. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, folks, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, actually to 3 p.m. now. We got in the fourth hour with the radio broadcast. God bless you all. We're just here to try to expose the world government being formed.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.